Chapter 4. A little boy showed Heidi how to get to the church. He showed her how to get home again. "Come to the house tomorrow. Clara will give you money for helping me," Heidi said. The boy came to the house the next day. He knocked on the door. Sebastian opened the door. "Clara owes me money," the little boy said.
"What a rude young boy. Clara doesn't owe you any money," the butler said.
He tried to send the boy away. "I took Heidi to the church. She said Clara would pay me today and I am here for my money," the boy said. Sebastian let the boy into the house. The boy had a hand organ.
"You will play some music for Clara," Sebastian said.
The boy played his hand organ. Clara and Heidi liked the music. They were all in the library. Fräulein Rottenmeier heard the music. She went to the library.
"What is going on here?" Fräulein Rottenmeier asked.
She was very angry.
"Sebastian, tell the boy to leave," she said.
Sebastian took the boy to the door. He paid the boy his money. The boy went home. The doorbell rang again. It was a little girl. She had a basket. The basket was full of kittens. They were for Clara. They were from the man Heidi met near the church. Some of the kittens jumped out of the basket. They ran around the house.
"What is going on here?" Fräulein Rottenmeier asked.
She saw the kittens. She was very angry.
"Get rid of these kittens," she cried.
Sebastian didn't get rid of the kittens. He put the kittens back in the basket. He took them and put them with the kittens from the day before.
"I wonder who is causing all this trouble," Fräulein Rottenmeier thought. "It must be Heidi. I will punish her for all of this."
Fräulein Rottenmeier punished Heidi. She took Heidi to the cellar. She locked Heidi in the cellar.
"Please let Heidi out of the cellar," Clara said.
Fräulein Rottenmeier let Heidi out of the cellar. Heidi did not like living in Frankfurt. She wanted to go back to her grandfather's house. Heidi got her things. She tried to leave the house. Fräulein Rottenmeier stopped her.
"You are not going anywhere.
You have to stay here," Fräulein Rottenmeier said. She was angry with Heidi because she was trying to leave. Heidi was very upset. She didn't like Fräulein Rottenmeier. Heidi took a roll from the dinner table every night. She took the roll to give to Peter's grandmother. She hid them in her room. The room was also full of Heidi's old clothes. They were poor country clothes. Fräulein Rottenmeier went to Heidi's room. She was going to throw out clothes. She found the rolls that Heidi was saving for Peter's grandmother. She threw them away. She threw away Heidi's straw hat too. Heidi went to her room. She couldn't find her straw hat. The rolls weren't there.
"I threw them away," Fräulein Rottenmeier said.
Heidi started to cry. Clara calmed her down.
"What is wrong, Heidi?" Clara asked.
"Fräulein Rottenmeier threw away my rolls. She threw away my straw hat. I can't take any bread to Peter's grandmother now," Heidi cried.
"It is okay. I will give you fresh rolls for Peter's grandmother when you leave," Clara said.
Heidi stopped crying. Sebastian found Heidi's hat. He took it back into the house. He hid it from Fräulein Rottenmeier.